So thank you for being here again tonight by the side of Giriraj. We can try to imagine that this wall were not here, because the wall is in the way of our actually being right settled at the lotus feet of Giriraj. All the Brijabasis and all the people who know anything from all over the world of the glories of Giriraj always long to be as close to him as possible, because his mercy and kindness then radiates out and gives us a chance to enter into the beautiful pastimes that took place here. So it is for the pleasure of Giriraj that I would like to present this Dan Keli Komodi, because, factually speaking, this pastime took place on his body. So very few of us can offer such full service as Giriraj offers for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. So we opened yesterday and we heard the invocation, we heard the Nandi slokas, the first verses that carry the essence of the blessing that Srila Rupa Goswami is offering to us. And then we heard also something of the story that is about to unfold. We heard how Nandi Mukhi had been ordered by Purnamasi to bring Krishna from the top of Giriraj, from the Sham Mandap, a very mysterious place, and to bring him down to where he was to set up his toll booth. A very illegal toll booth, you could say. There had never been one there before. And the young gopis who were proceeding on their way to Govindakund would meet him there. We also heard in the Nandi Shlokas about the mixture, the exquisite mixture of transcendental emotions that took place when Krishna blocked the way to Srimati Radharani and the other gopis, and very rudely spoke very bold words to them and hinted to them that they would have to pay him a tax. So now we're on the second section of this drama. We'll begin tonight. And in this section, we will hear the tax that Krishna is hoping to exact from these young, beautiful gopis. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nevishesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Desitarane Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vas Adigur Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So Krishna has stopped the girls. At first they tried to walk on a little. They were not going to be stopped so easily. But Krishna was very bold and forceful. And Lalita turned to him at that point and told him that the word fear never enters the ears of the gopis who are protected by Lalita. And then, because she thinks that the first way to deal with Krishna's boldness is to speak in a very flattering way, so she says, besides that, of course, the meaning of the word fear, what can that word mean to us? Because our wonderful Prince of Braj is here before us, and he has taken a vow to always protect the people of Gokul. And now He is right here before us. And Krishna says a little sarcastically back to Lalita, "Oh, beautifully decorated Lalita, you speak